I don't know. I mean, if someone has an idea for how we should grow Second Life and you haven't told us about it, like, damn, what the hell? Like, tell us. We were all ears for any ideas that would help us grow Second Life, because that's going to benefit all of us. And so please, please share those magic ideas for how this growth can happen. And are there certain growth trajectories or scale at which our revenue model could change in accordance with that? Of course, that could. That's possible. Maybe with more users, we could operate at a thinner margin and still make it a very, very viable business. And that would be great for everybody. You know, I think smaller businesses probably have to have higher margins to make it viable. And Amazon has a business model of minuscule margin and make it up in volume. And so I'm all cool with that too, which is kind of separate from which part of the business do we collect money from and what types of users or what scenarios do we get our revenues from, and make sure that's a good balance with what gives opportunities for creators. Because if opportunities are not there for creators, then the content doesn't get created. And if there's no content created, then this whole thing falls on its face. So we have to make sure that we're in good balance between what works for us and what works for the community at large. But yeah, right. First of all, please, if you have ideas for how we can grow or what you can do to accelerate growth, please let us know.
Yep. I was going to just dovetail onto that. And certainly if people do have ideas and stuff like that, I'm all ears. You know how to get a hold of me. Most of you do. And I listen to these ideas all the time.
We have special sort of groups where we interact a lot of people with maybe more technical product-y things, but maybe there's a reason to talk more about have groups or some sort of process where we talk more about user acquisition, retention, economics. But I have to make sure that the people here that spend energy on that would have time and energy to really engage with that in a more formal way. It's a really complex topic. It's something we've been doing for a long time. So even people that want to contribute to that dialogue would have to invest a lot of time and energy, because just us having the same conversation with people over and over and over is not necessarily the best of our time either. It'd be rare for someone to just have some magic ideas that we haven't heard or seen already on this topic. And if we engage with people, we might be spending a huge amount of our time just educating people on what has been tried or what worked, what doesn't work, and why that could, rather than actually, you know, moving forward. So it would be a fairly substantial commitment for anyone who wants to help push that forward. So I'm just saying you're signing up for something if you really want to help us out, not just throwing out ideas, because we have a million of those. It's not easy. You know? If you want to help us there, you really roll up your sleeves.